Chengdu, and this is the first chapter of my adventures in the Land of Hearts. It's a monthly podcast, and that's because there are lots of other fun stuff for you to try each month. When you hear this, go to my website at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm to discover the magic game that goes with the story at that point. You can also wait till you finish the story, then go to the website to try the magic games and riddles. So, see ya at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. Have fun!
And now, on to Chapter 1 of The Land of Hearts. Whoosh! Down the chimney. Do you like looking at the stars at night? Kato loves to do that and would climb up, very carefully of course, to the rooftop to look at those twinkling worlds so far away.
I wonder if I'll ever be able to go there someday.
On one such night, as Kato sat on the rooftop, he heard a noise down the chimney. Like the ever-curious little bear that he is, Kato stood on tiptoes and peered into the chimney, further and further, until whoosh! He suddenly felt himself sucked into a long dark tunnel.
"Help, Mama!"
he cried, just as he tumbled out of the chimney into the room. But it wasn't his own familiar room. There was a huge bookcase full of colourful books, an ancient grandfather clock ticking deeply in a corner, and a table right in the middle of the room.
Where am I, and what's happened to my room?
Kato wondered, turning around 360 degrees just to make quite sure that his little bed and pillow weren't just hiding behind the door or something like that. Well, you know, there are times when even the bravest little bear can get rather scared at being in a strange place all by himself. Kato's ears drooped and his lips started to quiver. But then he remembered what his mama had told him.
"Don't be afraid, my little one. You can always find a way."
And all at once, he felt ever so much better. A sparkle from the table caught Kato's eye and he trotted over to see what it was. A shining bottle full of shimmery golden liquid was on the table. As Kato stretched out a paw to touch it, an eye popped open on the bottle and a raspy, bottly kind of voice said,
"Well, don't just stand there, little bear. Drink me."
"I don't know if I should. In my world, bottles don't speak,"
Kato answered politely.
"But then, I am rather thirsty after my chimney adventure, so maybe just a little sip. Thank you."
Kato carefully lifted the bottle and drank a little of the golden liquid. As he drank, it seemed the table suddenly grew taller. Soon, it was twice as tall as he was.
"Oh no! I'm just a little bear! Help!"
As he ran to the table, he tripped over a plate of chocolates and sweets. All at once, a chorus of squeaky voices rose around him.
"Ooh, eat us! And you'll grow!"
Kato paused.
"Should I? Get any worse than it is now?"
He popped a sumptuous looking chocolate eclair coated with a dash of strawberry cream into his mouth and at once felt himself growing. Taller and taller he grew past the tabletop with a shiny bottle until he was as tall as the bookshelf. Luckily for Kato, another shiny bottle of the golden liquid was right at the top of the shelf.
"Finally, you are here, Kato. But before you can drink, you must solve a small puzzle that's been bothering me for years. You see that picture of a bottle with all those lines and two arrows? You've got to find a way to get from one arrow point to the other on the picture. Then you can drink.
Here's Magic Playbook Activity 1. Go to jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm to help Ke Dou find his way through the bottle maze.
Ke Dou stared at the picture, his paw placed thoughtfully on his lips.
I know. There you go, Mr. Bottle.
The moment Ke Dou traced the way out of the maze, the cork popped out of the bottle and a gush of golden liquid spouted into the air like a fountain.
Thank you, Ke Dou.
Ke Dou stretched out his paws to catch the golden droplets, then remembered not to drink as much as he did before. Slowly he shrank, until, with a sigh of relief, he was his own right size again. But then, the golden liquid continued to flow. First, a puddle formed around Ke Dou's feet, then it reached his knees, and soon he had to climb to the top of the table. A shimmering ocean stretched before him, and right where it touched the walls of the room, a mirror appeared. The mirror shook a little, and out popped the roundest mouse that Ke Dou had ever seen. It paddled a boat towards the table, humming softly to itself.
Hello! Hello, Mr. Mouse! Could you row me across to that mirror, please?
Mouse gave a loud squeal and jumped a full inch into the air, which is not a very wise thing to do if you were in a boat in the middle of an ocean. Landing with a loud splash, he popped his head out of the water, whiskers twitching and spluttered.
What? Who are you?
I'm Ke Dou, a little bear, and I'm lost. Could you help me, please?
Ke Dou jumped into the water and turned the capsized boat over.
I'm sorry to have startled you.
Oh, in that case, all right. But you must solve this riddle, because danger lurks near that mirror. You see over there, a fox, a goose, and a sack of corn?
Huh?
Ke Dou rubbed his eyes, because indeed, a fox, a goose, and a sack stood on a wooden pier, right before the mirror. The goose waddled around, taking care not to get too close to the fox, who looked at the goose hungrily.
You have to row them over here to the table, but there's a trick, you see. You can only bring one of them across at a time, but in such a way that the fox won't have a chance to eat the goose, and the goose won't eat the corn.
I see.
It's your turn to try Magic Playbook Activity 2. Go to jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. Solve this fox, goose and corn riddle with Ke Dou. Can you find more than one way?
Oh, well done, Ke Dou, you did it. Come on, I'll take you to the mirror.
Thank you, Mouse.
Laughed Ke Dou, for now, surely, he can get home safely. But more was in store for our brave little bear. A large, bald vulture stepped out from the mirror, held up a disapproving wing and said,
Now, not so fast. You're dripping wet. Go run on the Mobius path until you're dry before you can come inside.
A path appeared before Ke Dou. He jumped up on it and with a slight jerk, it started spinning slowly. Round and round Ke Dou ran, but he never seemed to come to the end of the path.
Aha! Help Ke Dou find his way. go to jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. What do you think happened? Use your Mobius path and explore the mystery of the never-ending path.
Finally, Vulture cried,
"Enough, enough! You're making me quite dizzy running round like that. Here you go. If you can read this, you can go through the mirror."
He gave Kato a piece of paper scrawled with what seemed to be symbols. Shaking his feathers crossly, he stepped backwards into the mirror.
"Wait!"
cried Kato, running forward. He pressed his paws against the mirror. His reflection stared back at him. There was no way he could follow Vulture. He held up the paper.
"What must I do now?"
Turning the paper this way and that. He stared at the mirror again.
"Oh, I see."
He stepped forward into the mirror and disappeared. What further adventures lie before him?
How did Kato do it? Go to jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. Did you solve the mirror puzzle too? Well done!
Thanks for listening to The Land of Hearts. The next chapter will be posted next month. Meanwhile, do visit jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm to uncover Kato's magic playbook. The Land of Hearts from the Kato Kids Pod.